Once again, hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets of Pakistani port city of Karachi to call for an end to unwanted Western meddling in the Muslim world and to show support for the Islamic awakening in the Arab world.
This is the city center, and these people are gathered here to denounce the crackdown in Libya, Yemen and Bahrain. They say they support the regime change and Islam-oriented democracies in the Arab world.
As the awakening of Muslims in non-democratic nations continues, the intentions of US and other Western countries of intervening to control the oil-rich region are increasingly under criticism.
These are not bread-centric revolutions, but revolutions to regain their dignity, something these people are deprived of since decades. The subjects of these despotic regimes were suppressed and humiliated. Those who are projecting these great movements as only the voice democracies are mistaken. Of course, these struggles are not for the failed and capitalistic model of democracy, but for the Islamic democracy.
The revolution in the Arab world is basically inspired with the Islamic revolution of Iran. It is not the bread-centric revolution. The people are demanding the democracy, the freedom, and the Islamic democracy and the freedom of expression. They are awakening. Now the ruling powers are trying to manipulate and hijack these revolution. And they want to manipulate these revolution, but the people are awakened.
Protesters are calling on the Pakistani government to strongly condemn the violence being carried out against pro-democracy protesters in the Arab world.
We can see in many different countries like Indonesia, the president had eaten up the people's money. In Egypt, the president Hosni Mubarak has been sitting there for like around 30 years. He had 10 different governments. And like the same is happening in Libya and Jordan, where they are crushing the people who are standing against them. So like we want to show our unity with them, and we want to inform them that we will stand by them.
The fact that the Arab revolutions don't have any leadership is a cause of concern. However, with the air full of anti-US and Israeli chants, all the way from Libya to Pakistan, hopes are high for the freedom of all suppressed nations. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.